Common sense is not so common. And in an era where global uncertainty is rampant and government is out of control, this is the show making sense of all the madness. Broadcasting live from the Arizona desert, you can't dodge the Hodge. Here's your host, Dave Hodges.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, 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 welcome to the Common Sense Show. We have a terrific show for you tonight. This is Dave Hodges, I'm the host, and we're the show. That's Freeing America, One Enslaved Mind at a Time. We're brought to you by Noble Gold. Listen, folks, the banks are failing. They're failing to stress test. They're hoarding gold. They're giving you every indication they're going to hang on to your money. So you need to diversify, diversify, diversify. Do what I did. I called Noble Gold, and I couldn't be happier. 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. Tell them Dave Hodges told you to call. Well, later in the show, we're going to be joined by my old friend Daniel Ott, and we're going to talk about the general set of affairs in America. But here in a real brief interview with Paul Martin, we're going to be talking about snipers on the roof. Now, hear me clearly. I wrote an article in 2014 that talked about the overthrow of Ukraine with Russian-friendly officials, and the CIA put snipers on the roofs and executed these Russian friendlies as they came out of Ukrainian government buildings, forcing basically an overthrow. I think Antifa's getting ready to model this. And here to talk about snipers on the roof is our good friend from Northern Colorado, Paul Martin. Paul, thanks for joining us. Man, this is just an incredible set of events, isn't it?
Well, it's an all-out insurrection. I mean, my former Aurora police officer and now attorney that was in Aurora, the day that they tied up the I-225 was had his field glasses with him. He was scanning rooftops, and they were setting up snipers on rooftops around Aurora. But he said it didn't look like they were going to go active or hide. It looked like they were training. And today there is a, I think it was on John Moore's show, that the this sniper business is going to be a regular event. And what they're practicing on, of course, a lot of these people on our side of the fence have embedded people inside of those organizations. And according to the report today, that they're looking for the good guys versus the bad guys, which is us, and to target them. So this is another training exercise to get their snipers dialed in to looking for our side of the fence.
Yeah, exactly. Listen, this is so clear what's going on. By the way, let me digress just for a minute. I have the same reports out of Austin. I don't know if you've heard this or not, but there were snipers on the roof on Austin last Saturday, and they even called in the drones to go that were overhead, and had they done anything threatening, they were going to take these snipers out. Do you know anything about that?
I've heard blurbs of it. Yeah.
Could things get any crazier?
I think we're just getting started. I mean, I think the next 30, 60 days is going to be monumental.
Yeah. People are debating whether or not we should have an election. Holy cow. I don't see how we have an election given what's coming. You know, there was an article I put out, and it was largely, I narrated a 1992 account of the Bosnian Civil War, and I'm going to have to do this again because people aren't getting it. And he talked about what it was like to live there. You're just walking down the street, and boom, you're gone. They don't like you.
Yep.
They don't. You better wear a Biden hat in public, because if you're out and about and they think you're a Trumpster, you could get taken out just like Bosnia. And they were going into homes, and this guy was talking about home defense and how they did it. Do you remember that article that I ran?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And Paul, I'm telling you, it's coming here. It's coming here. When they put those snipers on the roof, see, this isn't protesting. This is all-out civil war.
Well, at the Organic Prepper, I mean, lots of articles by Selco, who was in that war, that told exactly what was going on. And you can probably look at the archives at your website and the Organic Prepper about what happened over there. But this is all planned, Dave.
No, it's been too orchestrated from city to city, from governor to governor, mayor to mayor, designed to lock people down with the COVID nonsense. I was watching part of a baseball game today, Paul, just kind of like in passing while I was taking a break, because I'm really under the weather. And so I sat down, took it easy, turned the game on. So the manager comes out to the mound, and all the infielders are there too. So there's about seven people in total at the mound, and none of the players have their masks on, but the manager had his mask on. Here's my question. What's the point?
This whole thing is a hoax. They're like a border collie. They're herding the sheep.
I know, people dying of whatever else, and it's COVID. You're right. But see, they orchestrated this, and just like they're orchestrating the violence in Portland, they've now gone off the beaten path, and now they're attacking elderly in older neighborhoods of Portland because they don't want to be confronted by the feds that are still there. And Mayor Wheeler lied about the feds leaving. They didn't leave. Governor Kay Brown, she lied about the feds leaving. This is well too orchestrated across the board. Absolutely. I mean, snipers on the roof in Austin, snipers on the roof in Aurora, Colorado. And now we're looking at the fact this is going to spread, and we're going into Bosnian civil war. Do you notice that Trump is surging in the polls? Quick answer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And see, if this continues to happen, and if Trump gets this ballot harvesting crap knocked out, which he should, they can't win on the other side and look for all hell to break loose. Well, our guest here has been Paul Martin, and Paul, stay with me just a second. And we're going to be with Daniel Ott in just a moment. But Paul has nailed it again. We want to thank him for being with us. And ladies and gentlemen, Paul's website is revolutionradio.org. It's one of the best news aggregate sites out there in America. I encourage you to visit it every day. I know that I do. Paul, thanks so much for joining us, my friend.
Thank you, Dave. Be safe.
Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back with Daniel Ott.